The Sim Center at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga teamed up with Girls Inc. to provide hands-on activities with a technical twist during recent STEM camps for middle school girls. I visited the center to see what the girls were up to during the Build It Boulder summer camp. I have visited the Sim Center before, and it's usually fairly quiet, except for the hum of supercomputers and the sound of serious graduate students poring over high-level programming. This time, it's a bit different. The amphitheater-style room I enter has laptop computers all marked with Girls Inc., but they sit idle as about 15 excited young girls gather at the front of the room building robots. Well, they're about to build a robotic hand, but first they listen while their instructor, Nancy Olenchek, reviews the details.
Need about one straw per finger. So you're going to make three fingers and a palm. So you're probably going to need four of these. I'm giving you a number. If you need four, where should that go?
By the straw.
Right. Write it down in your materials list. You're probably going to need four straws. So you got string, straws, cardstock. Okay, write down your color. You should have scissors and a ruler already, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and a pencil. You do not need a pen. You can use a pencil. You will not need tape for a very long time. You have a lot of drawing and cutting to do before you need tape. You are only going to get one piece of paper.
There's a table at the front of the room with all the materials the girls will need to complete this experiment, and two young girls waiting to dispense paper, straws, and rubber bands. Jasmine Pulliam waits patiently for the STEM campers to read through the experiment and approach for their supplies.
They don't give you unlimited resources and let you make a million mistakes.
Is this your first time to spend the summer with Girls Inc.?
No, it's not my first time, but this time I'm actually a volunteer, so I'm just coming to help out with camp.
So what did you do in the past when you went to camp?
Mostly I've done, like, the Amarillo Health Academies to learn about different careers, and there's been one on technology in the past, about designing video games, stuff like that.
Well, now you're at the Sim Center. Is this your first time to visit the Sim Center?
Yes, this is my first time.
What do you think so far?
It's cool. Like, there's a lot of stuff here that I never thought about.
So you're handing out supplies for a experiment that they're involved in, or research, right?
I think it's like a hand. It's supposed to be a simple, kind of simple machine. And they just built a kind of robot out of styrofoam cups and thread that picks up pencils and objects. So now they're trying to figure out how to use this to make hands.
All right, so they're modeling hands using straws and tape and rubber bands.
Yes.
Ebony Boston is very sure of herself as she's read through the instructions, and she's ready to gather her supplies.
Do you mind if I speak with you for a moment?
I never did anything like this, and so, like, it come to Girls Inc., it teaches me a lot of stuff to do. It's very, like,
Christians.
I don't know, it teaches you, how to be independent, and our motto is teaching girls how to be strong, smart, and bold, and that's exactly like what they're doing.
Is this your first summer with the Girls Inc. summer camp?
Yes, it is.
And what do you think about it so far?
I like it, but yeah, it's good. I like all the girls here. I like our director, Miss Hannah Van. She's a good director. And they're doing a lot of stuff to keep us interested and just say functioning. And so we can, like, just say when we grow up, and we don't have to depend on nobody.
This is a scientific field. You're making a robot here. Is this something you'd ever considered doing before in the past?
No, it's like I never thought that you could make a robot hand out of something so simple. I always thought that you had to have, like, a high-tech equipment and all this other stuff. So it's very new to me, and I like it.
Okay. And then you're going to measure over 10.
The partnership between the STEM Center and Girls, Inc. to provide the STEM activities in the Build It Boulder camp is funded in part by NASA.
I'm Lindsay Frost Cleary. I'm the STEM Outreach Coordinator here at the STEM Center.
How did you get involved with Girls, Inc. for this camp?
Hannah and I actually met at a workshop for informal education programs that the Southeast Tennessee STEM Innovation Hub hosted at Blue Cross Blue Shield earlier this year, and we started talking. We were at the same table doing a similar team-building exercise, and started talking and realized that this might be a great fit for us here at the STEM Center.
How long is the camp, and are the girls here every day?
For us, they're spending 2 weeks here, Monday through Friday, every single day, and I think there are two additional weeks taking place at another site, but this was a great opportunity. This is the first time we've had something like this in our building, where we've had middle schoolers in every single day coming in and out. You know, we have, I think, master's and PhD students here. We aren't used to having this age group, but it's been really wonderful. The things we do here, the advanced modeling and simulation, it's this engineering design cycle that they're doing right now, just on a bigger scale. So it really makes a lot of sense for us to be hosting these sorts of things.
You're with Girls, Inc.
Brianne Carswell. I'm the Development Communications Associate with Girls, Inc.
When the idea came up to bring the girls here and kind of work in a camp, how did you marshal the resources to make sure this could happen?
Super excited to partner with UTC, and we've partnered with them in the past. And we had been applying for several grants for our Build It Boulder camp. And one of the grants we received was a $2,000 grant from NASA, their Summer of Innovation mini grant, which essentially during the camp, Nancy, the instructor, is teaching Summer of Innovation curriculum, NASA curriculum, to the girls. From there, we'll provide outcomes to NASA about what everything they've learned. But this was a huge opportunity for us because this is actually the first time we have gotten a NASA grant.
So NASA provides all the curriculum that includes things like this model robot building that they're doing right now. What grade level does this curriculum come across on?
The curriculum is focused on middle school level, and essentially NASA provides a whole different array of curriculum to follow, science, just basic, you know, life science, as well as space and just different avenues concerning science. But we also have developed some of our own curriculum through Girls, Inc. Our program educator, Hannah Van, worked based off the NASA curriculum and worked with our instructor, Nancy, to put together a really great program for the girls this summer.
This is the first time you've been at the STEM Center, so this is the first time also for the NASA curriculum because of the grant. How does this differ from the other summer camps that Girls, Inc. has been doing?
Having the NASA curriculum has really taken us to another level. Our previous camp last month was focused on careers and, you know, getting the girls ready for having a resume, a cover letter, and entering the career world. But a lot of our focus at Girls, Inc. is on STEM-related content, and so having this Build It Boulder camp really reaches these girls, this knowledge that they wouldn't have maybe in school or anywhere else. They have it for a month with this intensive hands-on programming through NASA and through Girls, Inc. And the STEM Center has just been wonderful to let us come in here and show the girls all their resources that they have. And the girls have been super excited about being here.
The middle school girls that participated in the Build It Boulder summer camp learned quite a bit about science while still having a good time. They're continuing to learn about innovation, invention, and problem-solving skills through August 2nd. Who knows? Maybe the robot hand made of straws and strings today will inspire tomorrow's great inventors. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.